I'm Mike Nowitzki, and this is live from Studio A. KUMD Homegrown Week is made possible by Lake Superior College in Duluth and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. My guests this afternoon are the Silk Sheiks. Not the silk sheets like you sleep on, but the sheiks, as in Arabian nobility. If you are a longtime homegrown goer, I don't think they really need much introduction. They're annually the final performance of the Homegrown Music Festival, and they also collaborate with a few other musicians in town. Gentlemen, welcome to the program, and thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Of course. So this group is led by one Dan Anderson, who's on the keyboard here. He seems to be kind of the ringleader of this group. Because we're showcasing local musicians and kind of talking about the history and the growth of the Duluth music scene, why don't you tell us a little bit about your history, Dan, as a musician in Duluth, and how the Silk Sheiks came about?
Okay. Personally, I probably played a dozen or so homegrowns with various bands over the years. I guess the most notorious being the Black Labels for several years. And as far as the Silk Sheiks go, I put together the most talented group of my friends that I knew and set this thing off probably 5 years ago or so, something like that. And here we are.
Cool. Well, it's good to have you, of course. Tell you what, why don't we start off with a tune just to get things rolling?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we're actually going to do the one original Sheiks number that we have. This song's called Panty Puller. Matter of fact, if you look in the Urban Dictionary, the definition of Panty Puller is the song in the set list two or three songs before the Panty Dropper. Metaphorically speaking, of course, you know. So here we go, Panty Puller. Thank you.
The Silk Sheiks, live from Studio A with Panty Puller there. Almost a little early in the day for such risque vibes here on public radio.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. Dan Anderson and his Silk Sheiks. You know, I was actually going to introduce the band, but not. Why don't you go ahead and introduce this fine group of musicians you got back?
I'd be happy to do that, Mike. On the guitar, a longtime veteran of the Duluth music scene, Ben Marzen, good friend of mine. On percussion today, we have Brian Lefty Lugnuts Johnson. On the drum kit, hailing from Proctor, Ryan the Funky Pole Jasky. And on the bass, the secret weapon, Ethan Thompson. And of course, myself, I'm Dan Anderson.
That's the crew, the Silk Sheiks. Now, I know you guys said you've had this project going for maybe 5 years or so, but I do recognize a few faces from some other groups that play around town. What other projects are you guys involved
in? That's true. Well, Ben and myself will be performing with Fred Tyson's Sex Workshop and with Ryan Jasky.
Tell me a little bit about how that relationship got started. Fred Tyson is a bit of a mystery, at least to me. I've never had him here in the studio. How did you guys team up with him?
Fred Tyson's a mystery to everyone, as a matter of fact, Mike. For Fred's 50th birthday several years ago, Ben had the fantastic idea of recording an album with Fred, and that was a lot of fun. And that sort of snowballed into what has become a annual homegrown rite of passage of the Fred Tyson project. And it's a blast, man. You know, as long as he's still kicking it, we're probably going to keep doing it, I suppose.
Yeah. Man, for being over 50, that man's got moves.
He's got moves, yeah, like you wouldn't believe.
So this is, your guys' sound is really, it's got just some really, really free-flowing, almost improvisational vibes to it. Now, maybe these are tunes that you guys write and rehearse and practice, you know, right down to the T, but how much of your music is improvisation, if any? Are you guys kind of just fitting in the pocket and moving forward with it as you go along?
You know, years ago, we probably did a lot more of that sort of improvisational thing, and that's a fine thing to do, but nowadays, we sort of improvise the solos, but those are usually, you know, 8 bars, 16 bars, and then you move on. You know, we don't do a whole bunch of sitting down and just playing whatever we feel. We have a pretty set lineup when we go to the show.
What's the ratio in this group from classically trained musicians to self-taught?
Boy, I don't know. I took lessons for years, but other than that, I think we probably just picked it up on our own for the most part.
Picked it up on your own.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you, if you are self-taught, do you see it as being easier or more challenging playing with somebody who is a classically trained musician? What is that collaboration like to be in a group with somebody who may have, you know, actually taken lessons or studied theory on music for a really long time in the same group with somebody who really just kind of picked it up and started winging it one day?
I'm not totally sure. I think maybe the classically trained are probably more difficult to deal with. if you get into this, you know, we all just do this because we love to do it. You know, we're not trying to get rich or get famous or anything like that. We're just here because we like to play music together, you know, so.
Absolutely. Well, let's hear another one.
All right. Well, this one is a cover song from a band called Clayton Doley's Organ Donors. It's an Australian outfit, and this song is called Booker's Table.
Silk Sheiks, live from Studio A.
Thank you.
The Silk Sheiks, live from Studio A. They'll be performing this weekend as the very last scheduled performance of the Homegrown Music Festival. As per usual, they have that slot every year. It's usually at Club Saratoga. It's been moved this year, but it's always the last band. Guys, how did that get started? How did that become a thing where you guys are always the last group to play? I mean, it's Sunday, it's the Homegrown Music Festival, it's 8 days of rock and or roll and a whole bunch of other debauchery and other kinds of things. I mean, that if you guys are out and busy all week long, that's got to be pretty tough, huh? Maybe for audience and band members alike.
Well, Mike, I'm glad you asked. That's true, it is tough. The first year was a couple years ago, and we got approached by some of the Homegrown committee members. I won't name names. And they said, hey, how about a Club Saratoga Sunday afternoon gig? And I thought that was the worst idea I had heard. I didn't want to get out of bed on Sunday afternoon. And I didn't think anybody else would want to get out of bed on Sunday afternoon either. But as it turned out, it turned into a really fantastically awesome party. And then last year, I think it was just one of those things where it's such a good fit that we did it again. And we would really love to do it at the Club Saratoga because that place really sort of fits us well. But we're happy to move over to Canal Park Brewing Company, and we'll kick it there instead.
Start a new chapter, huh? Is this something you guys see probably doing for years to come?
Yeah, you know, like I say, we're not trying to get rich and famous, but I don't see us ever quitting playing, you know, because that's what we enjoy doing, you know. As far as the Homegrown thing goes, you never know. Next year we may sign up to it and end up on Monday night at Dublin's or something. You never know, but... if they sign us up to do Sunday afternoon again, we'll be happy to do that.
Do you guys play, are most of your performances kind of impromptu just here in Duluth, or do you guys tour ever or go
No, we don't really tour. You know, we're all fairly busy, and our drummer's got a couple of beautiful young babies at home, so we don't really... we don't take really the band on the road, per se, and we don't really play all that often. We probably do 4 or 5... shows a year, and that sort of keeps it fresh for us, and hopefully keeps it fresh for the people that show up to the shows.
Yeah, well, that's the neat thing about the Homegrown Music Festival is, you know, you've got a solid sort of core group of musicians and fans sort of in the center of that music scene, the musicians who are playing all the time at lots of different venues, and the people that are constantly going to see them. Now, those people tend to know each other quite well. Then on the sort of the two opposite sides of the penumbra, if you will, of the culture. You've got bands that either don't play that often, or when they do, they stick to the one or two venues and the people they feel comfortable. And then you've got the people that don't really go and see music very often. So the festival is kind of a cool chance to bring together those two polar opposite ends of the spectrum. It's taking the musicians who might not be that visible and putting it in front of people who don't usually go to see music, oftentimes whether they like it or not. You know, it's the festival has this sort of omnipresence for the 8 days that it's going on. You can't really escape it if you don't like music.
It's a sweet, sweet deal. I'm going to be honest, you sort of lost me at Penumbra.
But, yeah, the outer region, you know, the outskirts of the music scene, so to speak.
The beauty of Homegrown is that when you show up to play, generally speaking, the place is going to be packed. The people are going to be there to have a good time. And that's the beauty of Homegrown, man. You know, you might play a show all year long and you get 50 people and all of a sudden you play Homegrown with Fred Tyson and there's 1,500, you know, so...
It makes it all worth it, and then you can go another 364 days playing for the small crowds.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You got that one coming. Cool. Well, we got time for one more tune. Let's hear another one.
We do have one more tune. Who wrote this tune, by the way? Oh, well, we don't know who wrote this tune, I guess.
It's a mystery tune.
We like this because the lyrics are simple. This one is called Sex. This one's got a cook.
Thank you.
Silk Sheiks live from Studio A performing this weekend as part of the Homegrown Music Festival. They've been kind enough to stop in this afternoon, set aside some time for us. We've been chatting, hearing some tunes. So you said before that song is, you don't know who wrote that. Does that mean you don't know who in the band had the most creative say, or is that a cover that you pulled from somewhere?
Oh, yeah, that's a cover song we pulled from somewhere. A lot of times the songs we sort of arrange things that we find stashed away in Ben's record collection. And, we try to find some stuff that people have never heard or don't hear, and we kind of, the idea is to turn them on to stuff that we think is cool, pretty much.
And that's where you pull most of your repertoire from, stuff like that?
Yep. Archaic stuff from the late 60s, usually soundtrack stuff, musical stuff. Oh, that was a tune from an Italian commercial. There you go.
They give it a modern twist.
There you go. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being here.
Yeah. Mike, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, Joseph Anderson, me, Mike Nowitzki, and Cameron Flackney. KUMD Homegrown Week is made possible by Lake Superior College in Duluth and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.